For little friends, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Stacy's Prayer by Linda Pratt, based on a true story. The day was warm and sunny with high fluffy clouds and a cool soft breeze. Stacy hurried to the small wooden shed behind her house to get her bicycle. It was a perfect afternoon for riding. When Stacy opened the door, she saw her pink bike tangled up with her brother's big blue mountain bike and her sister's 10-speed bike. Stacy pulled and tugged, but could not get her bike free from the others. Stacy sat on the grass in front of the shed, thinking. She remembered that her primary teacher had told her to pray when she needed help. Stacy closed her eyes and asked Heavenly Father to help her get her bike unstuck. After praying, Stacy looked up at the tangled bikes. "I cannot get my bike loose, but Dad can," she said. Stacy raced into the house and found Dad working on his computer. When she explained the problem, Dad smiled and followed her out to the backyard. In a few minutes, he separated the bicycles. Stacy thanked Dad, then rode happily away. She thanked Heavenly Father, too, for answering her prayer by helping her know what to do. Smiley O'Reilly by Judy Murphy. Almost every story you have ever heard is about someone being happy or sad. In some stories, people are happy, then sad, then happy. Or the story may be more complicated, like happy, sad, happy, very sad, very happy. During the story, a person may also be angry, worried, fearful, or full of laughter. Smiley O'Reilly is your storytelling pal. He can show all these feelings and more. Use him in Family Home Evening or whenever someone is reading a scripture story to you. You will need scissors, ruler, wool or flannel fabric, glue, an 8.5 by 11 inch or 22 centimeter by 28 centimeter sheet of heavy paper, 2 buttons, and thick, soft yarn, 1 piece 4.5 inches or 12 centimeters long, and 2 pieces 2 inches or 5 centimeters long. You may need assistance with this activity. 1. Cut out a circle of fabric about 8 inches or 20 centimeters across. 2. Fray the fabric at the top of the circle by carefully pulling the threads. This is Smiley's hair. 3. Glue the circle to the center of the paper. 4. Glue on the 2 buttons as eyes. 5. The shorter pieces of yarn are eyebrows. The longer piece is a mouth. Press them on to show the expression you want. Try making lots of different expressions to show how Smiley feels. FHE, The Lord's Temple, with Hand Actions by Stacy Rasmussen. 1. I'll prepare myself in every way. Point to self with finger. 2. To go to the Lord's Temple someday. Bring hands together with index fingers forming a steeple. 3. I'll go to church to learn all I can. Point to the side of the head. 4. And read his scriptures to know his plan. Hold palms up to form an open book. 5. I'll pray to the Lord both night and day, arms folded as if in prayer. 6. And watch my tongue in all that I say. Point to mouth. 7. I'll hold tight to the iron rod, hands holding an imaginary rod. 8. So I might enter the house of God. Bring hands together with index fingers raised to form a steeple. Boat Salad by Lee Hill Nelson. Big boats are called ships. Ask an older person to look up ship in the topical guide to the Bible and read or tell you one of the stories referred to while you make your boat salad. You may need assistance with this activity. To make a boat salad, you will need 1 package, 3 ounces or 85 grams, blueberry gelatin, canned peach or canned apricot halves, drained, toothpicks, slices of stiff cheese, small pieces of lettuce. 1. Prepare the gelatin according to the package directions. Pour a small amount into 5 salad plates and let set in the refrigerator. These are the lakes. 2. Place pieces of lettuce around each lake. 3. Set a peach or apricot half, cut side up, in the middle of each lake for the boat. Cut the cheese into small rectangles and thread a toothpick through each one for a sail. Place a sail in the center of each boat. End of For Little Friends. F. H.